Well, a little busy this morning.
You got many problems?
Well, we thought we had a little problem at Da Nang, but apparently in the later flashes, it's not anything much out of the ordinary. We thought that some of our Marines were under attack there, but that seems not to be the case at the moment. They've been having very heavy floods up in there, and communications are out, and roads, and been very serious damage in northern Vietnam, South Vietnam, from heavy rains and floods. So it's going to be a little sticky there for a while. One thing that I think we can go ahead with as soon as Tom Mann gets back, and that is setting up this delegation for Mexico. The Mexicans themselves have invited about 20 people, including the Chief Justice and about a dozen senators and half a dozen people from the House and so forth. But I think it would be appropriate for us to let Mike Mansfield head the delegation, an official delegation, maybe of about 5, and then encourage the others to go if they can.
All right. Now, who'd you make those 5 up?
Well, I would think it would be three Democratic senators and 2 Republicans.
Mansfield, Humphrey, and Morris.
And Kiko.
And Kiko.
And then one other Republican senator would have to find.
Hmm. All right. Any other news?
I think not, sir. Ordaz is coming in when, around noon?
Yeah, about 12 o'clock.
Right. Well, I hope you have a good visit with him. And
what do we say to him about Cuba?
Oh, I would not play that up very much. The background on that is that during our foreign minister's meeting in late July, a number of us, Brazil and others, talked about the practical desirability of having one Latin American embassy there, if possible. But we couldn't find a formula in which we could do that with 4 having embassies. And so the hemisphere is fairly relaxed about the Mexicans staying on there for a time. I would emphasize to him the importance of his taking all the steps necessary to not to permit the Cubans to use Mexico as a channel for money or agents or for travel of students to Cuba for training and things of that sort. And then tell him that we hope that he will review the whole Cuban situation and his own relations with the hemisphere and with Latin America. But I wouldn't press him unduly to break relations.
Yeah. That's good. Now, Dean, somebody told me there's some conversation going on the other day between you and Bundy or maybe Busby on the helicopter about your continuing, and you said it might be presumptuous for you to say that. There's one person in this country that I want to be my Secretary of State. I'm talking to him, and I thought I'd made that very, very clear.
I appreciate that, Mr. President, and I'm certainly, I said to the press the other day when they asked me if I would stay on if you wanted me, I said the answer was yes. But I wasn't quite sure that I was the one to say that you have asked me to stay on.
Yes.
And I have said yes.
Well, I don't know whether that's the proper thing to do or not, but I certainly would expect it, and I thought I said to you and McNamara the first thing, if there's 2 people that I wanted to by my side all times, and I hope you have no doubt about that ever.
No, well, my only problem was the question of my great respect for the office of the president as to whether I should presume to, in effect, to speak for the president on something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I told the press the other day that if you want me to serve, that I'm entirely available.
Well, you know, you never had the slightest doubt about how I felt about you from the time I first saw you.
Well, I appreciate that very much, sir, and I'm at your service whatever you want to be.
You must never, because there's no one that I feel it, and I just want you to be positive of it. And I can see your point, and maybe some merit in it, but I don't want to get in speculation that something...
Well, I think from your point of view, I wouldn't urge you to make any formal announcements unless you're ready to deal with your entire cabinet. Otherwise, it would simply throw speculation on other members of the cabinet.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, okay.
Fine.
Thanks.